The government's announced support for strategic tourist assets, including Discover Waitomo, which gets $4 million. $20 million is also going to 31 regional tourism organisations. Grant Webster is chief executive of Tourism Holdings, which owns Discover Waitomo, and he's co-chair of a new public-private tourism task force. He joins us now. Morena.
Morena, Kim.
So this was good news for you?
It's fantastic news for the team at Waitomo and the local community.
And the share price of Tourism Holdings went up on the news.
Yeah, the share price has been climbing the last few days, actually, but certainly if it's in relation to that, then that's great for the community as well.
So is there going to be money for other private tourism ventures as well?
Well, I'm not directly involved with the rest of the decision-making, certainly not at this point in time, but one would expect so. I'm aware that there are other applications that have been processed at the moment, which is great.
So what does it mean for Discover Waitomo? What would have happened without this money?
Well, what it means is that there is certainty in a couple of key aspects. One, there is certainty of some jobs that will be directly saved as a result of this. And it's also certainty around our ability to stay away from that awful word, hibernation, that seems to be come up in tourism all the time now. So we will be able to stay open.
As a matter of interest, have you noticed a whole lot of New Zealanders flocking to you over the last week or so, over the Queen's birthday weekend, for example?
Not flocking at this point in time in Waitomo. I know that certainly in and around the likes of Hobbiton seem to have had a good Queen's birthday weekend. We've certainly had some numbers, but we're looking forward to the July school holidays.
You want some flocking in July, right?
Yeah, the school
holidays. I wonder why they haven't flocked, because... You know, Waitomo is something that a lot of people have heard about but maybe haven't been to. Why should they go there? Give me an advertisement now.
When was the last time you went, Kim?
Years and years ago, but it was pretty much the very first thing I ever visited in New Zealand in terms of tourist attractions.
Fantastic.
A long time ago.
Yeah, well, there's a lot more than just the classic Waitomo glowworm caves. There's some adventure activities around blackwater rafting, Rokuri Cave, Aranui Cave. There's some massive falls and waterfalls and dock estate around the area as well. So, look, it's not that far away from the big population bases of Auckland and the rest of Hamilton and Waikato. And we've got discounts at the moment as well to attract Kiwis as well. So there is no better time to go.
And you'll be hoping for this bubble to happen as fast as possible between New Zealand and Australia?
100%, and that could make a really huge difference again to the whole tourism economy. Very, very keen to see that happen.
Well, here's hoping for some flocking your way. Thank you. I've been talking to Grant Webster, Chief Executive of Tourism Holdings.